quite a scrummy tonight. What was going on?
Yeah, we just didn't execute on third down. I thought, you know, Oakland came out and they played a really – I mean, that's a good team. I saw them a lot last year when I was in Kansas City, and then studying film, I thought they came out and played really aggressive on defense, and we didn't execute on third down. That's something that we'll look at on film, we'll improve, and go from there.
Nick, how do you think you played overall?
I didn't play good enough, absolutely. You know, I got to play cleaner. I got to, you know, obviously play better. Third down's a big thing with quarterback, you know, pinpoint accuracy, making good decisions. I'll look at the film, I'll improve, and, you know, these wins are tough. Wins in the NFL are tough. This was a crazy, sloppy game, and I thought our defense played wonderful, giving us the opportunity. I believe it was 5 turnovers. That's huge, so this one was big.
Yeah, Alshon's been a big factor the last 6-7 games. Today, I think he was only targeted twice. Were they doing a good job of taking him away?
Yeah, I mean, there was times where they were trying to double him and rolling the coverage, but that's something I got to look at too, just different ways to get him the ball, because I have to do a good job of, you know, getting him the ball, because he can make so many plays.
It seemed like all the receivers, your outside guys, didn't really get involved a lot today. Was it something they were doing, or was it just something that you guys weren't doing?
I'll have to go to the film to answer that question, to see and analyze that. I know there were several times where they were, you know, they had a safety over the top, and that makes it difficult, so you got to work more inside. But it's something I'll look at on film. And, you know, these are the games where they're difficult. You got to grind through them, but you learn a lot. And, you know, that's the great thing. We watch film of everything, and we'll improve on it. And that's the exciting thing. And I know the group we have, and I know the coaches. I can't wait to look at the film to see how we can improve in these areas, because there's so many areas we can improve.
How do you feel coming out of a game like this where, you know, you capture the number one seed, but also, you know, there's just some things that you left out there?
Absolutely. I mean, capturing the number one seed, I mean, we're 13-2, and we still have a lot of room to improve. There's sometimes games in the NFL like go like this. I've been a part of these games before, and haven't been fortunate to win some of them. So you feel a lot better when you win it, but you're also very humbled in the sense of, you know, our defense did an amazing job giving us opportunities. At the end, we were able to drive the ball down, and Jake made a great kick. But it's something we have to clean up, because we can't go out there and do that and expect to win games.
Tell me what that last series was like. You hadn't been able to get anything going the whole second half. Then you got the ball in your 47, 54 seconds left. What was that like for you? What did you say in the huddle and so forth?
There's not much you have to say. I mean, we all knew what we had to do right there. Defense had given us opportunities to make plays, and we didn't do a good job of it. But right then and there, you could tell everyone was determined, and we were able to execute on some pass plays to get the ball within field goal range, and then Jake was able to kick it through the uprights, which is, you know, huge, because you look at the course of the game, and it wasn't clean at all, but just to finish like that, to get the completions, to get in field goal range and win it, you know, that's an exciting thing.
Nick, next week's team doesn't game. Do you feel like you'd like to play to
I mean, there's good and bad. There's, you know, you can look at it either way. That's where I trust the coaches. I'm going to continue to improve, continue to work, and I trust whatever they say. I'm always ready to go and play, and so we'll see what the coaches decide.
If you don't play next week, can you get enough practice reps to make up for that lack of game time with your receivers?
We'll answer that. We'll see. You know, I'm not – right now I'm just worried about this game. Analyzing it, looking forward. We'll see what the coaches decide and then go from there.
That's a question. I think it went 17 yards on that final drive. How many yards do you think we need to get?
Usually, you want to get within the 35. In those conditions, you want to get as close as possible, because the ball just doesn't fly in the cold weather like it usually does, as y'all saw with a lot of the different kicks and everything. So you really want to get it as close as possible to take a lot of pressure off. But we have one of the best kickers in the NFL, so he was able to make it work.
To what extent do you think the overall sloppiness of the game, both sides, was due to the conditions? I know you don't want to use that as an excuse.
No, not an excuse at all. I think
it can be a reason.
No, I'm not going to use that excuse at all. I think, you know, playing in Philly is not easy. I mean, it's cold weather, but at the same time, we have to execute better. It's as simple as that. It has nothing to do with the weather. It has to do with our execution, fine detailing things. And, you know, Oakland played a great game. Their defense came out, and they did a really good job. And I'm excited to look at the film to see how we can improve. Games like this where it's not clean, those games are the ones where you really analyze the film even harder because things didn't work out. I'm like, all right, what would I have done next time if I see this coverage? And then you can improve. If everything went perfect all the time, it'd be hard to improve. So this is one where I'll be able to look at it and get a lot of improvement out of it.
You may have answered this, and I apologize. So Coach always talks about thinking the next step. Were you thinking the next step now with home field throughout the playoffs, just overall getting that done? How important was that?
That's huge. And I want to first off wish everybody a Merry Christmas and thank our fans for being there today. This is a really tough place to come and play. And to have home field advantage, to have everyone come through the link with our fans and how loud they get and how much energy they bring, we're very fortunate to be able to do that, to capture that. And we're going to need all our fans, all their full power throughout these next weeks. So I was excited to see, you know, it was fun seeing them all here on Christmas because I know that everyone wants to be with their families. I know a lot of them probably brought their families to the game, but as players, it was great to see the energy today in the stadium.
Nick, late in the third quarter, you guys were down in the red zone. There was a pass that went off of Alshon's hand. Nelson also was in the air right there. I wasn't sure. Was that pass for Nelson or for Alshon?
It was for Alshon. When he was coming in, there was a, you know, I was trying to sort of put it on his back shoulder because there's a backer underneath, so you try to keep it away. And that's something that, you know, we'll continue to work on. I'll be a little more accurate because down in the red zone, I wasn't as accurate as I wanted to. I was a little high on a couple to Zach Ertz and obviously that one to Alshon. And that's all things that I can fix. That's not like you look at it and like, well, there's no way I can do anything about it. That's stuff I can fix. That stuff we'll work on. And that's on me. I got to be more accurate because if I'm, you know, a foot shorter on Zach's throws, we have two touchdowns. If I'm a little bit more on Alshon, I mean, he might spin there. So those are the things in the red zone. You have to be that accurate, and I can do that, and I will get there.
How about the turnover,
Zach? That one, I tried to get it over Irvin, and a little high. That's on me. Those are the ones that you want to get the ball down a little bit more over the top. It's on me. That's all I got to say. I got to get the ball a little bit lower on his chest because that's a tough catch when you're going over and it's right at your head. So that's on me.
We saw Carson on the field before the game. What did that mean to have him out there with you?
It means a lot to have him go out because he's the captain of the team. I mean, where's that C on his chest with a lot of pride? So to go out there in front of everybody, obviously the players, we all love him, brings an energy. But then to the fan base, for him to be out there, I mean, it brought a lot of excitement. So I was able to, you know, see that, see him in the locker room and everything. And it's like I said before, he's going to be around, and I love it because he means so much to this team, and he's done such an amazing job of, you know, where we're at now.
Was it kind of surprising, though, to go from, like, playing so well offensively against the Giants to, you know, tonight and everything? Like, what do you attribute as a main difference?
Honestly, like, it's the NFL. It's a tough league. We didn't play clean tonight. Oakland played a good game on defense, and I got to be more accurate. We have to stay within the chains. It's tough when you get to second and long, third and long. It's a little bit more difficult. But that's stuff we can all clean up, and that's why it's so important to be consistent in this league. But our defense did a great job of keeping us in the game, giving us an opportunity, and at the end, they came up big all throughout the game, but especially at the end with 2 minutes to go to, you know, be able to kick that field goal at the end. So that was a great, hard-fought, sloppy team win.
Take two more questions. It's been a while since you've been in playing here when it's kind of cold. Does it take some adjusting? And that's, I guess, the playoff game against New Orleans was the last time we were really in this kind of situation.
Yeah, playing in the cold weather in Philly, yeah, it's been several years. You know, we live in it. I live here, obviously. We practice in it. That's not an excuse. It's a huge advantage for us to have home field advantage in this weather because we know it's going to be cold. We know it's going to be rocking. And we live in this every single day. So, you know, we just got to look at the film and clean it up. I mean, you always want to win playing the perfect game. You always want to win throwing seven touchdowns. That's how you want to win. And this game was totally different than the last time I played Oakland. But in the NFL and the team sport, like, you want to find a way to win. The good teams find ways to win. And we did tonight. And, you know, it's a humbling league. We're going to continue to work, but I'm going to enjoy this win. I know there's a lot of stuff to work on, and I know that we have the people around to improve on the areas we didn't do so well tonight. I mean, shoot, we're 13-2, and we have a lot of guys that work really hard, and we still have a lot of work to do. So that's an exciting thing because we haven't even reached our potential yet. Okay. Thank you all. Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas.